Welcome into Locked On Phillies. Joe Girardi is out as Philadelphia Phillies manager. We'll cover everything it means, from why he was fired, how his replacement's going to do, and what this means for the Phillies going forward. All of that on a packed episode of Locked On Phillies.
You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, this is Locked On Phillies. I'm your host, Connor Thomas. Been talking Phillies baseball for years on 97.5 The Fanatic over on the radio side. Now happy to be here as your host of Locked On Phillies. I want to thank you for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcast. Now, if you've seen my Locked On Now, you've already seen my immediate reaction from Joe Girardi. Took me a little bit to get this out because I was on TV talking about this on NBC Sports Philadelphia this afternoon. But I wanted to go ahead and put out a full episode. Today's episode, it's all Joe Girardi. I had plans to preview a series with the Los Angeles Angels. I had plans to talk about where the Phillies currently stand, everything like that. And, well, all of those plans out the window once the news came down earlier today that Joe Girardi has been relieved of his duties as manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. Here's the thing. So my phone's blowing up still with so many people reaching out to me saying, how do you feel about this? Why did they do this? Are you happy with this? What does this mean? And rest assured, I'm going to answer all of those questions in today's episode as we go through the aftershocks, the ripples that come out of this move from the Philadelphia Phillies. But let's start first with the why. Why was Joe Girardi fired as the manager of this baseball team? Well, they're well under 500 right now. They're way back in the division. They're pretty far back in the wild card. That's the start. That's the basic reasons. But here's something, the comment that I get the most that I really think needs to be addressed before we go into anything about what this firing means. Well, major league players, how can you put this all on a manager? Aren't the players supposed to perform? Aren't the players making millions upon millions of dollars to play a game supposed to be able to go out and produce? Why do they need motivation? Why do they need coaching to this level? How can you blame so much on the manager? I'll explain this, and I've explained this over at 97.5 The Fanatic a couple times. I believe I brought it up here before as well. But let me break down exactly what the Joe Girardi firing came from. This is, I guarantee you, this is what it is. You look at this team. The fault on Joe Girardi, it is minuscule. I like to say that there's about 85% of the fault, of the blame for where the Phillies are, falls elsewhere. Whether that's the players or the organization or holdovers from Matt Klentak or not having a farm system from the Klentak era, issues with previous managers and stuff like that. Like, 85% of it falls elsewhere, which leaves, if my math is correct, which it rarely is, but I know I double-checked this one, 15% of the fault of the Philadelphia Phillies falls on Joe Girardi. Things like mismanagement of the bullpen. Things like inconsistent rules when it comes to when to use relief pitchers and when they're available. Things like a incredibly variable lineup that sometimes because of injuries you have to change around, but never really felt like it was set, like he ever figured out what he was doing when he was setting up the lineup card. Stuff like not giving players certain opportunities that maybe it feels like they should have had. Think about it, like Bryce Stott has a 3-for-5 day and they sit in the next day. Stuff like that. And there's reasons behind all of those. But they weren't winning games. He was trying a whole bunch of things and none of them were working. And another part of it was the attitude of the team felt off. And that funnels up to the manager. Yeah, sure, you can say all you want. Well, they're major league players. They should show up and play and be motivated and all of that. It's not realistic. They're human beings as well. They're very rich human beings. They're very talented human beings. But they're very much so human beings. And that's why managers or coaches exist in every single professional sport around the world. Every single professional sports team has a manager or a coach or some type of executive or someone who looks over the operations of the players or the player of that team. Even in golf, you have a caddy for a reason, because there needs to be another voice in the room than just the person who's competing. Joe Girardi was clearly not getting it done in that aspect, and that's why the organization felt like they needed to move on from him. Now, you might say, and a lot of people have said this, Connor, if he's only 15% of the fault, why is getting rid of him the right move? You look at this team, and you look at the expectations. They haven't made the playoffs in over a decade now. This is the most expensive Philadelphia Phillies team in history. The first time ever going over the luxury tax. You have multiple All-Stars. You have the reigning MVP. You have the reigning Cy Young runner-up. A manager of this team in this spot, in this city, because Philadelphia absolutely plays into it and how this fan base goes. And it certainly affects management and their perspective, their perception of what to do and what they need to do with the ball club. But it doesn't work to have a manager even deserve 15% of the blame. He can't have 1% of the blame if the team is going to perform this poorly. Because this team, all this team needs to succeed, I firmly believe, is a net negative at manager. They can't have someone pulling in the opposite direction because they already have so much pressure on them. They've already exhibited so many issues currently. Like, yeah, is Joe Girardi mainly at fault for what's going on this year? No, he's not mainly at fault. But the fact that you could heap any blame on him at all is too much for a manager who's not supposed to be affecting the game all that much one way or another. And there's a great quote. I believe it's Connie Mack. It's an old-time manager. It said something like the manager is supposed to win, maybe affects like 4 to 6 games every year. Well, if you affect that in a negative way, you're not a good manager. And you're hurting a team that's already on thin ice, and we're just barely past Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend was last weekend, and this team's already on thin ice. It's not all Girardi's fault. It's not even mostly Girardi's fault, but the fact that he shared as much blame as he did, even if it seems minuscule, that's too much for a team with these expectations, and he needed to go. And the other thing is, and I think Dave Dombrowski saw it, because this is what I saw with this team. You may have seen it. You may feel this. And if you don't, well, let me explain to you why I feel this way as well. I look at this team and I wonder, what's going to change? Why, without a big change, like a manager being moved or something like that, is this team going to all of a sudden get better? Yeah, the schedule might be a little bit easier. They had trouble with the Marlins. They didn't sweep the Athletics to start the year. Like, they have seen beatable teams. They had trouble with the Rockies. They've seen beatable teams, and they've lost series to those teams. It's just something needed to change in order for them to compete, because you can't look at this team and what they've done so far this year and say, oh, well, yeah, I can see them turning it around. You can't. And if you can, you're watching a different baseball team than I am. I don't think they had any chance to turn around with Girardi. So then you make that change, and you hope that it's going to spark them in the right direction. Why is the manager the first one to go? Well, you look at it. Today is June 3rd, right? Is it June 3rd? I don't know. The days are all together. Yeah, it's June 3rd. So it's June 3rd. Sorry, I just got a text from some people at work asking more about it. My phone's continuing to blow up. June 3rd, how many teams are out of a playoff race right now? Mathematically eliminated. None. Zero. Even the teams that are like, okay, it's clear you're not going to compete, they're not at the point where they know what they want to sell yet. Or for teams that are good, they're not at the point where they know what they want to buy yet. And maybe there's a team or two that's like, it's very clear what they need. Maybe a team like the New York Yankees or the New York Mets. They're like, okay, we need one more of this, or we need a player at this position. But they're still not ready to go get that yet. The market is not developed. So trading players, even if the Phillies had that many tradable assets, which they don't, trading players, now is not the time for it. You can't make a change in the organization. You're not going to fire the GM. Baseball GMs need more time to affect the organization. And frankly, Dave Dombrowski has not done a terrible job since he's been here. The construction of these teams could have been better, but as I said in a previous episode, there's only so much he can fix in a given offseason. This team has too much to turn around to just be snap good. So I'm cool with giving him more time. And of course, the ownership's never going to change. So what does that leave you? Well, it leaves you the manager. And that's the reason for me why Joe Girardi is no longer the manager of this team. Now, what we'll talk about in our next segment, we're going to get into, well, his replacement. Yes, there is an interim manager who, in the Phillies announcement, well, it sounds like he's taking over for the remainder of the 2022 season. So for better or for worse, the fate of this team is in this man's hands. I'll tell you who he is, what he's done, and whether or not you should believe him in him coming up next. All right, let's talk a little bit about automobiles. Your car, you need the right parts for it, and you need it at the right price. Everything's expensive these days, so you don't want to spend extra money on car parts. Well, that's why you need to go to Rock Auto to check everything out. There's so many makes and models of cars these days. There's really no way for your mom and pop shop on the corner to get everything that you need to help repair your car, your truck, your vehicle, whatever it may be. That's why you got to go to rockauto.com, and you can check it out at home right in your pocket. It's very easy to get to. You can save time and money. I don't know why you pay 30%, 50%, or even 100% more on the same exact parts. Go to Rock Auto. It's cheaper there. Plus, they're a family business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers like you for over 20 years. So you want to go ahead and check them out. Their prices are reliably low for every single customer. They've got everything you need, like brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil. Even if you need new carpet in there, you can get that all at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And make sure you write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you in. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, let's jump into the replacement, the interim manager. Real quick before I tell you about him, though, we do have an important favor to ask you here at Locked On. We put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you. Make your favorite Locked On podcast even better. It's your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Locked On Podcast. So go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey right now. You can get started. It won't take very long, and everyone that completes the survey, you get a chance to win a $100 Ticketmaster gift card. You can go ahead and get, the Phillies tickets right now are like 10 bucks. You can get 10 Phillies tickets for that. So you can take our audience survey. You can go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey. We want to thank you, as always, for your help. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Philadelphia Phillies replacement. They put out a statement today, earlier at 10:20 a.m., saying that the Phillies have relieved Joe Girardi of his duties as manager. Bench coach Rob Thompson has been named interim manager for the club throughout the end of the 2022 season. That means for the rest of 2022, it is Rob Thompson. Now, if you look at the timelines of the sports, technically, we're going to go technicalities. Hockey is in the conference finals. Basketball is in the finals. So technically, hockey season runs a little bit longer. So if you count hockey as the most recent season, well, this is the second straight season in Philadelphia that will be finished by an interim coach, Mike Yeo for the Philadelphia Flyers, and now Rob Thompson for the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's talk a little bit about who Rob Thompson is. According to this release, because I'm going to be frankly honest with you, I don't know all that much about Rob Thompson to begin with. Knew he was the bench coach, knew he spent some time in New York, knew there was a connection there with Joe Girardi. I'll read you verbatim what this release says about Rob Thompson as far as coming in and replace, well, not really coming in, he was already here, but replacing Joe Girardi and becoming the interim manager of the Phillies. So Thompson, who becomes the 56th manager in franchise history, he has served as the club's bench coach while also coordinating spring training for the last five seasons after being originally hired on December 5th, 2017. This year marks Thompson's 38th season in professional baseball, nearly 40 years of experience. And he said, according to this release, quote, "I am extremely excited for this opportunity, and I appreciate the confidence Dave," meaning Dave Dombrowski, "has shown in me. Having said that, this is an emotional day for me, having worked so closely with Joe for so many years. This has been my home now for the last 5 years, and I care deeply about this franchise, the city, our players, our coaches, our staff, and our fans. I am ready to lead this team and look forward to getting to work and turning this around," end quote. And the release goes on to say that Thompson previously spent 28 years in New York with the Yankees organization from 1990 to 2017. It included 10 seasons on New York's Major League coaching staff as bench coach, 2008, 2015-17, and third base coach 2009-2014. So he was third base coach on that 2009 team that beat the Phillies in the World Series. Prior to his time with the Yankees, spent two seasons as a coach in the Detroit Tigers minor league system, and he also played in the minor league system of the Tigers. He was a catcher, second base, and he even pitched a little bit. Wow, he played at first base too. Very versatile. He's a member of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Canadian, born in Stratford, Ontario, Canada, and he was hired prior to the 2020 season, was Joe Girardi, it goes on to say. So obviously Girardi, the one hired prior to the 2020 season, lists out his managerial record, which we already talked about, 132 and 141, 14 seasons as a major league manager for Joe Girardi, who very well could be done managing for good after his stint in Philadelphia. You remember he had a short retirement where he was an analyst on television prior to becoming the manager of the Phillies. So let's jump into Rob Thompson and what we know. Well, that's basically what we know. He worked in New York for a bunch of years. He's a baseball lifer. He played the game. He's been doing this for basically 40 years. He's been with the organization for 5 years, or he's in his fifth year, rather. And he's the 56th manager in franchise history. Can Rob Thompson manage? Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. But that's what you get with interim managers. We do not know what we're getting. We just have to hope that the devil that we knew is not better than the devil that we don't. That expression goes both ways, because in both you're in the dark. Like, well, that's not true. And let me restate that. That expression does work both ways, because you don't know. It's a mixed bag of what you're getting. Sometimes it's better to stick with the issue that you currently have instead of taking a chance on another one that could be worse. But frankly, how much worse can this get? Thompson's a guy that's been around the team. He's not a guy that I listed in potential manager replacements that I thought not necessarily would be the best options, but would be the probable options. I didn't think that he would jump Dusty Wathan or maybe bringing in somebody else. And I'm surprised, honestly, that he's getting the entirety of the 2022 season. But I guess at this point, there's 100 games and change left. So you expect, well, we'll just ride with him and see if this is a lost season or not. But he's a guy that knows the game, clearly. He's a guy that played the catcher position at a high level. He's a guy that's been in a winning organization for a long time up there with the Yankees. And that's not the Yankees of recently. That's the like early 2000s, Derek Jeter Yankees, around those guys all the time. And you got to imagine he picked stuff up there. Joe Girardi was there for a while as well. It didn't work for him. Maybe Thompson's temperament is a little bit different. I mean, frankly, honestly, I don't know what his temperament's like. I don't know really all that much about him at all. Here's what I know. He's not Joe Girardi. The players seem to like him because they have to like the bench coach. Like, that's kind of what the point of that role is to be part of that dugout and work with the players. And part of it is keeping them zoned in, but another part of it is keeping things light. It's a balance. It's more of a emotional type of coaching role. And he knows the X's and O's of baseball, of course. Being in a major league dugout, you kind of have to. But it's one of those where I don't know if he's going to be better. I don't know if he's going to be worse. But it was time to try and make a change. And as I said in the last segment, it's the easier change to make. And that's just flat out that's the beginning and end of the Rob Thompson analysis that you're going to get from me until he starts managing games. We'll have to see. But they were really left with no options that were good options. And this is the one they chose. So I'm choosing to trust the Phillies organization on this one, that he's the best man for the job right now. And we'll see if he continues to keep it after this year. But for the remainder of 2022, Rob Thompson, you're our guy. Hopefully you can take us somewhere that the Phillies haven't been in 10 years. On the other side, we're going to talk a little bit about what this means for the team and what expectations we can have for them going forward. As you can guess, based on what I kind of just said, they may not be that high, but we'll talk about how it affects the players coming up. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Blue Nile. I just want y'all there, I'm a little Southern. Let me tell y'all about Blue Nile. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that the whole ad read. Anyway, our fine friends over at Blue Nile, it's the best place to find jewelry for that special person in your life. Listen, at BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. That's because Blue Nile is not a traditional jeweler. Listen, there are two parts, really, that Blue Nile thrives on. They do the wedding jewelry, like engagement rings, but they also do everyday fine jewelry. So basically anything you need, you can go ahead and find there. You might be ready to pop the question. You might just be getting something for a birthday, a holiday, just because. You can find all of that at Blue Nile. And if you're dumb like me and don't know what to shop for, well, Blue Nile has simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, size, everything like that, clarity, all of the good stuff that you want to have picked out. And they also have experts that are ready 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift that fits in your budget. So make your moment sparkle with jewelry from Blue Nile, and Locked On Sports listeners, just listening to Locked On Phillies gets you $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. So use code Locked On, that's Locked On, plus every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. Okay, so we've covered all that, what it means for Joe Girardi and why he was moved on, in my opinion, what to expect from Rob Thompson. Now, well, what does it mean for the players? Okay, I can't tell you at the major league level. I really don't have a great answer here. You like to imagine it gives them a spark. It gives them a wake-up call, like, hey, we're really up against it, and they moved on from Girardi, and maybe there's some guys in the locker room that had issues with him. That's pure speculation. I do not know that to be a fact whatsoever. Don't take that the wrong way, like I think the players ousted Girardi or anything. But listen, anyone who's managed before knows that you have an employee you don't get along with. And anyone who's had a boss before has known you have a boss sometimes you don't get along with. It happens. It doesn't mean all the guys don't like him, but I'm sure someone in the locker room had some kind of problem at some point with Joe Girardi. Whatever. That's not the point of it specifically, but sometimes you need a change of voice for guys to listen to. Sometimes a guy wears on certain players and another guy comes in and communicates with them better. This is all speculation, but it's just the general nature of a coaching change. That can lead to improved success. We talked about the issues with the bullpen management and the lineup and everything like that. Maybe Rob Thompson is a better manager of that stuff. Another guy who caught at a high level, who's been around teams for a while, maybe he just has better instincts for that. As a baseball lifer, maybe he's less analytics-driven. Who knows? That's a total guess as well. We'll have to see how he figures everything else out. And the other thing it does for the players, though, is it puts pressure on them, and sometimes pressure is good. I think this is good pressure. You have to start performing. They can, the manager. There's no more scapegoat. There's no, when it comes to the trade deadline, well, we're going to move on from Girardi and keep everybody. No, guys could get shipped off. And guys may not get contracts, and the Phillies could go into a rebuild or something resembling that, trying to build around stars like Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. It's very possible, so it's a wake-up call for the players, like, hey, we're really in dire straits now. What are you guys going to do about it? So there's all that. It also changes the culture of the team a little bit, and it feeds into that pressure thing. If the team has a real leader, which I believe they do, and he may not be the vocal leader, but I believe Bryce Harper is the leader of this team. And I believe he's a good leader. I really do think that. I think he leads more by example than by being vocal. But a good leader at this point will take this opportunity to change the culture of the organization, not really top to bottom, but at least in the dugout, like saying, hey, guys, yeah, that guy that was just here for 2 years and change, 3 years, whatever, with the short season, he's gone. And he was a World Series winning manager, and he didn't work here. Now it's up to us to prove that it wasn't us, because that's where the next domino falls. That should lead to work ethic rising, if it's not already high as it should be. It should lead to attitude improvement, like, hey, guys, we got new life here. But then because it also does give the players new life. Now there is, you got to imagine, a grace period where a lot of it will fall on Rob Thompson, not that he'll be worried about being fired, but they'll be like, well, they're getting used to the new manager and everything, and how is he handling that? But really for the players, the bottom line is this is performance time. This is the organization has got their eyes on everybody. The trade deadline's upcoming in a couple months. Put up or shut up. And if this team doesn't wake up, well, they're going to be in big trouble, and they're going to make some further moves come trade deadline. I believe they will anyway, but what direction is it going to be? Buyers, sellers? We got plenty of time to figure that out. But ultimately now, it's up to the players. That's where I stand on all of that. A big day in Philadelphia Phillies baseball with Joe Girardi being fired. That's everything on today's Locked On Phillies. I want to thank you, as always, for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. Check in with Sully, Paul Francis Sullivan. I forgot his full name because I call him Sully so much. Check in with Paul Francis Sullivan, a.k.a. Sully, on Locked On MLB. I'm sure he'll have his thoughts on the firing of Joe Girardi, as well as other news around Major League Baseball. It's a daily podcast, and it's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Definitely worth checking out Locked On MLB. I got to get running now because there's plenty more to do when it comes to analyzing this Joe Girardi firing. But you've heard my thoughts. Let me know in the comments. Rate, review, subscribe, do all of that good stuff, and tell me what you think about this firing of Joe Girardi by the Phillies. But that's all I've got for today's Locked On Phillies. And I will talk to you all tomorrow.